last tackle, 2.5 to go. Feeney, Lamb decides to pass Mataudia to his brother Peter. Kick back and found. Here comes Brock Lamb. Brock Lamb scores for the Knights.
Is he onside?
I think he's onside. Kevin Badger is checking with everyone. That's all the moment. What's he going to say? His try. The Knights have won. The Knights have won their second match in their last 1,000.
Yeah, look, it was a great win for the Knights, and we're really happy for them. They've been competitive, but just haven't been able to get over the line. But they got over the Raiders, 34-20, and I'm sure he's a very happy coach. Nathan Brown, good morning.
Hey, Slats, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate. Terrific win, mate. Well played.
Yeah, that was a good result. As probably everyone's probably acknowledged, you know, probably apart from two games, we've competed really, really well on the crucial stages. Just haven't been able to come up with the icing on the cake, I suppose, and to do it again yesterday at home was a great result for everyone involved.
Have you sat down yet?
Oh, yeah. We had a couple of glasses of wine at home last night, which was enjoyable with my wife and a friend that works with us, and it was easy sleeping last night.
Yeah, you were like a cat on a hot tin roof, but it was good to see, mate. 19 sets of six you had the ball for in the second 40. You completed all 19.
Yeah, look, one of our things that has hurt us in periods of the game this year is our inability, I suppose, to have enough possession. And, you know, we've had lots of weights of possession against us, and it certainly hurt us at crucial stages, where yesterday in that second period we completed very, very well. And, you know, through the scoreboard, we probably put a bit more pressure on Canberra than we've been able to do against a number of other sides. And, you know, for a fair few of our younger blokes, understanding how much easier it is to attack when you've got a lot more energy was probably a good lesson from yesterday.
Yeah, and second half improvement, Brownie.
Yeah, it was, mate. We had that, you know, our sort of that 10 or 15 minutes before halftime and that 10 or 15 after halftime, you know, they've been our worst periods of the game this year, and a lot of people sort of straight away think, oh, that's your bench, which, you know, on occasions our bench has been our best player. So it's not to do with the bench. It's more, I suppose, maybe where we are as a side and whether we lack that ability to play for long enough periods. But yesterday before halftime, we were reasonable, and just after halftime, Canberra, yeah, got a try straight on us, and they really started to dominate the early period of that game, and it was like a bit of deja vu, I suppose. And here we go again. And the most pleasing thing was we had the ability to wrestle the momentum of the game back our way, and we haven't been able to do that in such a short space of time. Basically, in the second half, when we've lost that ascendancy early on, the opposition has scored two or three tries on us in sort of quick succession before we've been able to regroup and get ourselves back on top in the contest. And yesterday Canberra got one and they were on top and rolling, but we were able to not allow them to score and then wrestle the ascendancy back much quicker. And then we scored a try, which got us back into the ahead in the contest. And, you know, it was probably the difference yesterday opposed to what's happened in a number of our other close losses.
Mate, Lamb and Feeney, young halves, are really doing a good job, but there must be a bit of solidarity in the camp because Trent Hodkinson, your skipper, he's not playing and he was in the box with you.
Yeah, look, I think anyone that knows Trent throughout the game, they know his work he does off the field. I don't think anyone, you know, there's a better person that's played the game. You know, he's an outstanding human being, Hocko, and, you know, these situations are never nice, but when you're dealing with someone as good as Hocko, his disappointment not playing was like anyone of his experience. So everyone wants to be on the field, but he handles himself first class, and he's had two games of reserve right now, and he's been nice and consistent in both games. And, you know, fortunately, you know, for the top side, that, you know, Brock's finding his way, and Jalen in his second sort of starting game yesterday, you know, had a good solid half, two halves of footy.
Dane Gagai, mate, we had a great chat with him last week, and he was pumped up for the match, so he'll be happy as well. He's off contract at the end of the year. I'm sure you'll want him. Do you think you'll secure him?
We'd love Gags to stay, and I know Gags would like to stay, but I also know that there's the market's very, very hot at the moment, and you know, different clubs in today's game have different abilities to find extra money. And so there's sort of, there's some clubs work off, I suppose, a certain salary cap, and other clubs work off other caps due to third-party arrangements, which are, you know, the way the game is today. So, you know, what someone may be able to afford to pay Gags and what we may be able to afford him may be two different things. So in an ideal world, Gags will stay. He knows that, you know, we'd love him to stay, and I know deep down he'd like to stay, but I also know he's got a young family as well, and he's you don't have long in these games, as you know yourself, Slat. So what ends up happening, I don't know, but, you know, hopefully it works out in our favour. If it doesn't, you know, we'll move on, and I'm sure we'll find our way down the track.
Nathan, enjoy training. No doubt it'll be more enjoyable. Always is after a win, and good luck against the Panthers next Sunday.
Thanks, guys.